The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you.
Howdy, friends. This is Baxter Black, close personal friend of Andy and Jim Nelson. We're telling you to stay tuned and stay with us right here on Clear Out West Radio, the Cowboys' voice.
That's right, close personal friend Baxter Black.
That's right.
You are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show, and everyone's tuned in just in time for Farrier's File.
Really.
What do you got for us this week?
Well, what angle should you use on your hoof?
The right one.
The right one.
The correct
exactly.
one. Yes.
Is it 42 degrees, 15 minutes,
all right,
and 32 seconds?
Okay, so here you go. All right. In the beginning. You're
in
saying 52 on the fronts, 48 on the backs. Okay, there you go. Now
it's changed.
Now you tell us what's right.
Look at your horse.
Yes. Yes. Now, do you ever use an angle guide? Did you ever use an angle guide?
I did.
When I started, I did.
Not for the horse, though.
I did for me.
I did it. For the customer.
Oh, the customer. Oh, interesting.
Yeah, makes them feel better.
Well, I did it when I first started because okay. I had dads.
Right, you did.
And it's a cool looking.
It's a neat little brass
angle. Yeah. It's neat.
It is. Yeah. It really is.
But then Sam bought me one that looks like a protractor.
Right.
And you can hold it there and it's like, ooh, that's cool.
It's pretty nifty.
Yeah, and that's nifty too.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to what you were saying.
Anyways, you got to shoe to your horse. We talked about this before.
Sure.
You know, you got to look at the angle of your horse's shoulder.
Yep.
Some farriers say match that angle.
Yeah.
No, you better not. If that shoulder angle is very steep,
yep,
you match that angle, you're going to have one rough ride.
Yeah, you sure are.
Yep. So.
Yep. As a general rule, you're looking from the withers to the point of the shoulder, and that is a general, okay, anyway.
Shoulder angle.
Sure.
And that's a good rule of thumb.
Okay.
And what is the rule of thumb?
You hit your thumb and you cuss. That is the rule of thumb.
You cannot beat your wife with a stick bigger than your thumb.
Oh.
That's where that came
from. Oh, is that where that came from?
But no, I digress.
Boy, we got off subject there. Okay.
Anyways, look at your horse.
Yeah.
And by all means, if you got an angle finder, use it.
Sure.
But... Yeah, look at your horse. Look at his conformation.
Yeah.
If you have a base wide, a base narrow,
right?
You know, there's a conformation, and 90% of the time there is a conformation flaw.
Yeah,
and do not start correcting it now.
Oh my!
Shoot at your pony.
You got it. That is some great information,
mm-hmm.
And thank you for Farrier's File.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they say I take issue with that rule of thumb comment. How are they going to get a hold of us?
Yes, belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
I've forgotten that is where that came from.
Exactly.
Yeah. If they would like to request a Dick's pick.
DICK@clearoutwest.com.
You got it. Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And, of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house. We shoe to confirmation.
Yeah.
P.O. Box 1547. Pinedale, Wyoming, 82941.
What about the team roper that doesn't have a thumb?
That has there is no rule of he can't beat his wife. There you go.
There
you have it. Awesome. Man, we better move on here. Yeah, we're getting in trouble here. Mike Hurwitz is riding along with us. Michael Hurwitz and the Aimless Drifters.
Yes.
I love the name of his band.
That's great.
Cowboys Gone Wild.
His money on a buckhorn bar. A little darling on his arm. He ain't been to town for a month or more. He wasn't doing any harm. Now the old barmaid leans over, said, "Listen to me, child. You might think that he's a keeper, but he's a cowboy gone wild."
I've known them all since they was kids, and I don't have to tell you, hon, that is, we're all pistols, and they're all sons of guns. They make you laugh and steal your heart and leave you in denial. Don't lift your skirt and you won't get hurt.
Laugh, cowboy gone wild. He's a cowboy gone wild.
He cleans up pretty good, got a certain degree of style.
But honey, you wouldn't tease a snake or swim with the crocodile. Poor cowboy. Gone wild. It was just a bunch of old friends at the Jackpot Rodeo. We'd made our rides and was hanging out, no particular place to go. These bikers come in, started a fight, and there's charges that got filed. The old judge rapped down his hammer, said it's just cowboys gone wild. Yeah, they're cowboys gone wild. Well, I wish I had a dime for every 911's been dialed. Seem like they're a friendly bunch, but don't you get them right. They're just cowboys gone wild. Now the fines were paid and the plans were made. Met up at the lake, sitting in the lodge, drinking a beer and thinking about a steak. These tourist girls had joined them, quickly were beguiled. This old man told his old woman, "Marge, they're just cowboys gone wild. Yeah, they're cowboys gone wild. Marge, I don't like to think about all the good girls they've defied. Revered by the young bucks, when they ought to be reviled. They're just cowboys,
cowboys gone wild.
He's a cowboy gone wild. Yeah, payback to his daddy and his mama's favorite child. As he got up from the table, Marge winked at him and smiled. At a cowboy gone wild. Yeah, who, who.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Good stuff from Michael Hurwitz and the Aimless Drifters.
Aimless Drifters,
you bet.
I could be a part of that band.
Well, we're talking about going too far.
We do it every week.
You asked me if I would, if I have passed a health cert.
Yeah, all the traveling you do.
I know, it's true. Every time I fly or I get on a cruise ship, I come back sick as a friggin' dog.
Does everybody else have to have a health?
Well, that's it.
I do.
I'm healthy when I got on.
Yeah,
I'm
what the heck?
Sick when I get off. What in the world?
What is up with that?
Yeah, all right. Well, they tried to do that in 2020. Okay.
Show me your Coggins test.
They went too far.
Show me your shot record.
Where's your papers?
Yeah.
All right. Never mind.
Toilet papers.
Gone too far.
We went too far.
I didn't pass my health cert then either. Right?
Absolutely.
All right. Speaking of traveling, all right, we travel a lot now, and now we travel a lot with livestock, and we travel a lot with horses, travel a lot with dogs, etc. and such. Mm-hmm. When did it become taboo not to let your dog ride in the back of your truck?
Well, it goes along with the pet.
Psychic. Well, it's gone too far. I take care of my dogs.
Yes.
Always have.
I love my
dogs. Always will. I love them. Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
But have you ever seen the smile on a a face of a dog when he's riding in the back of
yes,
a truck.
Yes, I have.
I have, too.
They love it.
They love it.
And yes.
Okay, if it gets warm, okay, maybe it's going to burn their paws. Okay, I'll get them inside the cab, whatever. Let's have a little common sense.
Yeah, let's... Not so common.
Not...
We have gone too far.
We've flat gone too far.
We have gone too far with all this bull manure.
Well, we're trailering horses now, okay? And I'm going to talk about this a little in the next segment.
Okay.
Because we're running out of time here.
I see.
All right. We're going to ditch out to another cow commercial. And when we come back, Baxter has some poetry for us. Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cow Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.